Today, Vice President Harris will be joined by Republican Liz Cheney in Malvern, Chester County for a campaign event. And then they both head to Michigan and Wisconsin. ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy joining us live on our line to Washington. Stephen, good morning. We are in the final 2-week stretch, 15 days before Election Day. Seems like everybody is focusing on Pennsylvania. Vice President looking to convince independents and moderate Republicans to vote for her because polls show this race is neck and neck.
This is an incredibly busy day for both candidates. You've got Kamala Harris traveling to all three of the blue wall states with Liz Cheney in tow. The midday stop in Chester County, of course, the Pennsylvania stop for the day. Yesterday, she was down in Georgia for her 60th birthday. Today, Donald Trump will be in North Carolina, east of Asheville, to talk about what he sees as a lackluster federal response to the hurricane in that incredibly important swing state of North Carolina. Yesterday, and a lot of attention has gone to what Donald Trump did this weekend in Pennsylvania, the speech in La Trobe, which has gotten a lot of attention for its lewdness, and the stop yesterday in Feasterville, where the former president operated the fryer at the McDonald's and handing out the bags to the people at the drive-thru. A brilliantly executed photo op in all of my years. I've not seen anything exactly like it, but worth pointing out that these things are staged. I mean, look, the Secret Service is not about to let random people at a McDonald's drive-thru drive their car right up to the window to have words with Donald Trump. This is all arranged in advance.
Yeah, of those comments at La Trobe, Stephen, even former President Trump's allies have been pleading with him to stick to the issues, but that's just not Trump.
If you didn't catch it, the former president delved into profanities on Saturday when he basically used a word that rhymes with spit to describe Kamala Harris's vice presidency. And it's something he's done occasionally on the campaign trail. It makes it difficult for those of us who have to live within the parameters of indecency rules to describe it, but you can listen to it for yourself. And increasingly, Kamala Harris is playing Donald Trump's remarks at her own rallies because she believes that Americans need to tune in and hear what they otherwise might not want to hear. There was a lot of talk about what Donald Trump said about Arnold Palmer in the late golfer's hometown of La Trobe. I'll let you Google that, too.
Yeah, 12 minutes about Arnold Palmer in the shower. Stephen, the other story this morning, Elon Musk offering to give away $1 million to registered voters who sign his petition. But election experts say this very well may be illegal.
It is against the law to pay people to vote or to register to vote. And so some election law experts say that Elon Musk may be creeping right up to, if not crossing over the line. Now, Musk insists that what he's doing is lawful. He has a PAC that is now giving out a couple of $1 million awards to individuals who sign a petition that has them expressing their support for the First and Second Amendments to the Constitution. The trouble for Musk in this regard is that the petition is only open to those, and the award is only open to those who are already registered to vote. And because you have that qualifier, the law experts who've looked at this and who are concerned about it say that as a prerequisite, you have to be registered, which is an inducement to register, which violates the law.